It's a birthday day for Tony Basil or Basil. I just don't remember. Number one with Mickey, a one-hit wonder. No other top 40 hits for Tony Basil. Basil. But she does have... Oh, no, it's not a birthday today. I'm sorry. It's just a anniversary of hitting number one on the charts with that song right there, Mickey. And that happened on this day back in 1982, 37 years ago today. It hit the top of the charts. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. On the phone lines now, Jared Walczak, Director of State Tax Policy at the Tax Foundation. You can find out more at Tax Foundation on Twitter, taxfoundation.org, as well as place to go. Jared, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Good to be with you this morning.
I was reading this piece, which is up at taxfoundation.org. Ohio residents, not so far away from us here in Michigan, just abolished two villages, wiped them off the map, so to speak, over tax increases. Tell us what happened here.
You know, there are a lot of places where local government is the most popular form of government. It's the closest to the people. It's the one that's supposedly most responsive. But sometimes you have a problem where you have so many different layers of government providing relatively similar services, and local governments are so small that they're relatively ineffectual. They have to generate tax revenue to provide services, and people look and say, what am I getting for my money? And you just had this in two villages in Ohio, one of them relatively large, where people said the county can provide these services, the township can provide these services. Sure, we like our village, but you're raising taxes on us. You're imposing a 1% municipal income tax. What are we getting out of it? And they went to the polls and said, I don't think we're getting enough. We're going to abolish our village and be governed by a higher local governing body to avoid these extra taxes.
And just like that, yep. Talk about layers of government, Jared. You know, I was in Illinois, and I think Illinois, despite its size, has the most layers of government, most government bodies of any state in the country. And that's saying something. But when you get down to it, you look at state and then county and then city, and you get down, there's township. And there's all. I mean, how can all these sorts of services be duplicated across all these different layers of government? How does that make sense?
Well, in many cases, it no longer does. In a lot of states, especially those that have been around for a while, you have local governments that were created or exist at a certain level because we used to be such a smaller rural population. You have counties that are defined by the ability to get there on horseback to the county seat in the course of a day, maybe with your horse and buggy. We have townships that are meant to be hyper-local because that's as far as you could reasonably govern. And the problem, of course, is you don't have economies of scale. Certain services the government provides, that people want government to provide, don't make a whole lot of sense for 500 people or even 5,000 people. So we have these levels of government that are honestly providing very similar services, but each of them has costs. You have to pay local employees. You have to have local service provision. And you're seeing this movement in a lot of states where local governments are consolidating some of their services, realizing that even if they should exist, they can cooperate with their neighbors to try to just get some cost efficiencies. Mm-hmm. And these truly small governments, in some cases, as in Ohio, voters are saying, why do we even have this? Can't we have three or four levels of government rather than five or six?
Jared Walczak with us from the Tax Foundation, taxfoundation.org. So you ran some of the numbers here in the piece for one of the soon-to-be eliminated villages. I mean, what kind of a difference is it going to make for an average, typical kind of resident to just do away with that level of government?
It's going to save a median household in Amelia, Ohio, over $600 a year. And I think you would be hard-pressed to find what they were going to get for that $600 a year. And that's just the new tax that was being imposed. That's not any existing taxes that the village already had. And a state like Ohio, you have local income taxes, local sales taxes, and local property taxes. You have all three of them in most parts of the state. You know, in significant swaths of the country, you just have local property taxes as a major tax. And then you get some places where you have all of these hitting at once. And, you know, these residents woke up one day within the last year and realized their state and local combined income taxes were going up close to 50%. And they really asked themselves, why do we need this? And their answer was no.
How did they actually go about doing this, the abolishment? I mean, perhaps other people might be interested, or just an interesting story. How do you even go about abolishing a layer of government like these people did?
Well, that varies by state. In Ohio, voters actually have that opportunity to put a referendum on the ballot to abolish a local level of government. Now, they can't abolish their county. I mean, you have to have some layer of government under the state, but you can abolish a lower level of government as long as there's a competent government above it to take care of the responsibilities that are truly essential, which they have in both the county and the township above them. In a lot of areas of the country, we have these unincorporated communities that just receive county and state services, and in some places you can do that. You can't do it everywhere. Ohio, one of their neighbors, Pennsylvania, has tons of these. There are like over 2,000 different local income tax levying authorities in Pennsylvania, and you can't abolish them without a court order. But states that allow it, we've seen over 100 different local governments abolished over an 11-year period between 2000 and 2011. There aren't good statistics more recently, but there's reason to believe that's rising. We might have seen another 100, 150 since then.
Any indications that there are regrets, that people are clamoring for their small local government to come back in those areas?
Yeah, not really. I mean, there are places that very much love their very local government. Those actually tend to be the highest income areas where you have this small village or hamlet where there's this strong identity and often maybe an exclusionary element that, you know, the 300 of us live here. We don't really want to bring in more population. But most places, honestly, if you're paying for the federal government, for state government, for county government, and maybe even for township government, you don't necessarily feel that you also need a town or a village or a hamlet or all of the other forms of government. Also, you may not feel that you need separate taxing authorities for everything. There are states where, you know, you have separate fire authority and police authority and, you know, water authority, all of them with taxing authority. Now, we need these things. But when one government provides them, they compete against each other in a budget. There's this comprehensive process. Whereas when each of them has separate tax authority, of course, their one thing to them is the only important thing, and they tax accordingly.
Jared Walczak from the Tax Foundation. Find out more at taxfoundation.org. You can read his piece, too. Ohio residents just abolished two villages over tax increases. You can follow Jared on Twitter as well. Jared, thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. Hey, today more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a small business owner, you can be pulled in many directions. There are decisions that need to be made about your workforce, insurance, and taxes, not to mention all the decisions you need to make about serving your customers. There is one decision, however, that thousands of businesses make each year, and that's the decision to become a member of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. I'm Bob Thomas, Chief Operating Officer with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber works with companies of all sizes and types to deliver solutions to relieve the stress of running a business. With a combination of powerful advocacy and products and services to help your bottom line, your membership investment can add to your business success. At the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, we put our members in the center of all that we do. It's our job to fight for your business so you can keep running yours.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.